Okay, we are back, and this time your mic is actually recording, so that's nice. Hi guys, welcome back to As You Should.
This is it on?
Yeah, it's on. I can.
Why see? Is it making that noise?
Oh, it was that little metronome. Yeah. I turned it off.
Continue.
Yeah. So this is episode 17.
I thought it was 18.
No.
No.
No, I feel like you're always wrong when you guess. You always guess like an episode ahead. Yeah, and I'm like, now you're making me. Dude, anytime I say, I think of Schitt's Creek. And I'm like,
I love that show. It's so good. I'm good. So happy you finished it.
Me
even
too.
Though it's sad when you finish a show you really like.
It was really upsetting, actually. But we watched it in like
a week.
Literally, season one started in Colorado. Finished all the way to season like six.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so sad. But this week on As You Should, we're going to be giving you guys a life update. Because so much has been going on in the past like 2 weeks.
Yeah, it's been pretty wild.
I mean,
it's been a lot.
Yeah. Like a lot happens in life. And
I think because sometimes we pre-record, mm-hmm. we don't do it like the day before or anything like that, mm-hmm. so we let time
literally
pass.
Today we're doing it the day of, like
that's because same, we've had a lot going on.
Yeah,
so it's been really hard to find time to actually get your thoughts together and tell you what's been going on.
Mm-hmm. It's mentally tasking sometimes. Like it's literally 1:30. We finally got the guts. We mustered up the courage to come on here and talk. We're literally in the middle of watching Zack Snyder's Justice League.
It's not even like our normal setup.
It's not. Like you guys would not believe what's going
Cameron's
on right now.
Still in bed.
I'm literally laying in bed right now. It's very comfortable. It is. You know, we could really talk all day and wrap up our entire season right now, but I don't think we have the mental capacity to do that right now. But so let's talk about where we've been at since last week. Colorado.
So we took a little trip to Colorado last week. Very fun.
Dude.
Absolutely beautiful.
It was amazing.
10 out of 10 recommend.
Definitely got sick though.
Be safe. Sick how? Oh, altitude sickness.
Yeah.
Altitude sickness is no joke.
It's not. Like,
I really thought I was dying for a second.
I wasn't expecting it to be that bad though.
I think like what I was expecting, because they were like, okay, you're going to get headache, like nausea, but you'll be fine. And I was like, okay, I suffer from like migraines. I get nausea all the time, mm-hmm. whatever.
I've never had a migraine.
So that's what I was expecting, but it's completely different. It's not your casual headache and...
You call migraines casual?
For me, yeah.
Ooh, seriously?
Mm-hmm, I get them a lot.
Oh, wow. I've never had a migraine in my life. I actually haven't had a headache in a long time.
I don't know why I suffer from them.
Does anyone in your family?
I think so, and I think they have, like... high blood pressure and stuff like that, and high cholesterol, but I haven't been able to figure out where mine come from.
That's really weird. It probably comes from like
stress.
Outside stresses.
Yeah. No, but I mean, I don't know how you felt. How did you feel? Did you get sick?
I wasn't sick, but I was really like dizzy,
lightheaded,
and just lightheaded for the entire week. Out of breath 100% of the time.
God.
I didn't think I was actually gonna like not be able to breathe.
Did you think you were dying?
Yeah, I walk up the stairs and I was like,
it's like, tough.
Like, you're just not used to it, you know? Not something I think I would ever get used to. But other than like altitude sickness, it was really nice. I've never been in the mountains like that before, so I think it was pretty cool, and it was really chill.
I thought that I had been in the mountains before.
Mm-hmm. Like Tennessee?
But it's completely, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, like, different.
Yeah, like...
They're both beautiful. I love both of those places. But it's different.
Just when we drove through Tennessee this time, like, it felt like nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my ears barely popped. And it was just, like...
It was completely different comparing it to Colorado.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, this is nothing, like... People, not people, but we used to complain about how, like, dangerous the mountains were driving through them. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
That's it.
I forgot what I was going to ask you. I think it was, did you, like, feel a difference, like, when we were driving there with the altitude?
Like, while we were driving?
Yeah.
I don't really know because I was sleeping the whole time.
Even when we were, like, getting closer? Like...
Yeah, like, I didn't really experience much. I was knocked out for, like, the entirety of the drive there.
It was pretty normal. Like, my ears weren't really popping, though. And I was like, oh, this is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got there, and I was like, okay, I'm a little out of breath.
You're like,
more than usual.
Mm-hmm.
Stairs were absolutely hard.
Difficult. I remember.
And it's not even, like... Like, you realize it once you get up there, and you're like, oh, my God.
You're like...
And then it takes you, like, 15 minutes, and you're still like...
You're like, this isn't getting any better.
Yeah.
I actually, when we were driving there, I started to, like, freak out a little bit. Like, to myself. I was in the back of the car, just, like...
Having an anxiety
attack. Yeah, I was, like, low-key having an anxiety attack. I was just sitting back there. I was like, oh, my God. Because... They were talking about your ears popping, and then I started, like, overthinking it, because I was like, look, I only have one good ear. I am deaf in my right ear, so it started scaring me. I was like, I don't want my ears to pop, and then me all of a sudden not be able to hear anything. That actually scares the crap out of me on a daily basis. And when we were driving up there, I just started freaking out a little bit. I just didn't want to have to... not be able to hear. Like, it's
we get there, Cameron.
And I'm like, laid out in the back seat. Cameron, wake up.
That'd be awful.
Yeah, like, it scares me on the daily.
I don't know. This trip had a lot of new experiences.
It did.
For sure.
That part, oh my God. So we were in the hot tub and it was night, and like, you went inside and you were going to come back out, and then Dawson was. There was this.
So,
yeah, you tell.
That part, I mean, we were all in the hot tub.
Well, first start from the beginning. Like, when we first got there and those people came and they were all like.
Oh, okay. So we got there, new town to us, obviously. We were staying at an Airbnb.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't know anyone around. And it was kind of, I mean, we had neighbors and stuff, but it's kind of up in the mountains and
it's,
you,
like,
can't
secluded.
Really see.
Yeah.
So one night, I think it was the first night,
mm-hmm.
someone knocked on the door, and we sent, like, Logan to go open the door.
Yeah.
And it was, like,
that's
two
creepy
kids.
In itself. Like, what are you doing here?
It was two kids, and they were, I guess, looking for their dog. They had lost their dog. And Logan just said, nope, and shut the door. Shut the door in their face, because he doesn't know how to interact with people at times.
Yeah.
And then we just went about our... day
or week
or week, and then like three days later we're all in the hot tub. We each, like, start getting out one by one. I was, like, the third one to get out, and then it was, like, you three,
mm-hmm. we were
you,
left
Sean,
in there,
and Dawson, and I was gonna come out to, like, not get in, but to, like, keep talking with you guys.
You were just gonna sit and talk to us in the
cold?
I
was gonna put, like, my feet in.
Oh, yeah.
And just have a towel around me. And as soon as I, like, slid open the door a little bit, Toss was just like, Nat, no. No.
We were like,
honest. Close the door. Go back inside. And I thought, what went through my head because of how that night was going, I was like, they're talking crap about me, or, like, someone, like, Sean is venting to them about me, and, like, it's really bad. That's literally what went through my mind.
You're like, are you kidding? You're like, this is not happening right now.
So I was like, I was shocked.
Wait. Continue.
I was literally so shocked. I was like, because he was like yelling at me and I was like, oh my God. But so when I like turned my head to the other side of the porch, I just see a dog just turn herself around and walk away.
It was really
and
weird.
Then I realized that like he just didn't want me to come out because there was a strange dog
like on the porch.
He was like old and like looked nice. He didn't look vicious or anything.
He didn't, I mean, you never
but
know.
I just went ahead and slid the door back closed after I realized what was going on.
I remember dying laughing after you telling that story again, because I could not like fathom what it looked like from your perspective.
Dude, it's I don't know, because I literally, like, when I tell you that's what I thought, I was like, they're talking about me
immediately,
and they don't want me to come out and ruin their conversation.
So you just stood there like,
so I was just like,
are you
and
good?
I just slid it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what happened. And then I mean, that dog was around all week, because then
yeah, we left and
I didn't want to touch him because I didn't know how he would react, because then the next day we left to get lunch while the guys were snowboarding, and when we came back he was like outside waiting for us. And I think it's because he got into our trash and was able to eat food.
That was him?
I think so.
Oh, I thought it was like a wild
animal.
So
I think that's why he came back.
Oh.
But he was like really friendly. Like he didn't bark or anything. He was sniffing Janelle. She got a little bit scared because she didn't know how he was going to react. And we just like walked away and went inside. And then we probably realized that that was the dog that they've been looking for.
Yeah.
At least I think so. But we didn't have their number or anything to call them and be like, hey, is this your dog? Or what that he even looked like. We should have asked more questions.
I mean,
we weren't the ones to interact with them.
Yeah, no. I thought he was a neighbor's dog. That's why I like walked past him, because
I thought so too, until I like saw the neighbor's dog inside their house, and it was like a black Labrador.
And you're like, oh.
And I was like, that's not it.
So this is not your dog.
Yeah.
He looked, I mean, relatively nice.
And he stayed in that area. So I feel like
he liked us.
He liked us, but he also was familiar there. So he wasn't going to go far from home.
I feel bad about not really doing anything, though. You know, it's fine. Hopefully he found his home.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Your face.
That was our little dog story.
It was a interesting experience.
That was like the second day.
Honestly, that trip, it was really interesting. I literally ate a pulled pork sandwich
every day we would go out.
Mm-hmm. And I kind of miss them, because right now I'm starving and I could eat literally anything. But would you go back?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, like a different Airbnb, sure. Though.
Mm-hmm.
I like
The only like thing that was weird about our Airbnb, I thought it was nice. It mm-hmm. was just like the layout was weird, because you had the kitchen and dining room at the bottom.
Downstairs.
And like a bedroom and bathroom. But the living room was like upstairs.
Yeah, like a common area.
And then there was
like
a skywalk.
There's literally a bridge.
To the other bedroom and bathroom. It was just weird, but it was nice.
It was nice. I liked it. But it is weird having like a living room or like a common area for people to
next time
chill
you for
upstairs.
Sure should like we should get you guys a bed.
Yeah, I slept on the couch for a week. I'm sleeping on a couch right now.
Large couch.
I slept on the bigger couch. I feel so bad about that, dude. I'm sure I should have taken the smaller one. I tried to, but he was like, no.
You said I tried.
I did. I was like, I tried, and I was like, okay, I'll take it then. But yeah, this is like my second week of sleeping on a couch. We literally were in Colorado for what, a week?
We were in Colorado for a week. Then we came back for a couple of days, and then it was time for us to
leave again.
Move.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
To
so
a new destination.
You're literally moved now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel so far?
I feel like I'm on vacation.
I am.
Still. I know you are. Like, even though our stuff is here, but I don't think, like, since everything is still, like, not unpacked and, like, in their place, I just feel like everything's just up.
Does this, like, feel like your house?
Not yet.
No. Did your other house ever feel like your house to you?
Yeah, it did. But, like, this doesn't feel real yet.
Mm-hmm. Once I leave?
Probably.
Once I leave? then it'll be like, oh. And I'll probably cry when I'm leaving too. I'll be like, oh yeah.
Let's not do that.
Yeah, it'll probably happen. But do we have any plans for Florida? I think I have a few plans.
What are your plans?
I really want to go to Miami.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It's like 4 hours away.
I'm just kidding. I don't know if I should ask you that on the podcast.
Okay. I'm going to trust you. And I'm not going to say no. Say it.
Not me. I was going to ask you how long you're staying.
Oh, yeah. I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know. If you guys feel like kicking me out, go for it.
I was going to be like, let's go next weekend.
Yeah. I mean, we can go if you want to. We're going to be in Miami next weekend.
We're safe, though.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Honestly, what surprised me in Colorado is how safe they were. I think that made me feel a lot better just because of all the, like, the rules and stuff that they had.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we weren't really with people except the people we went with, which is like our normal friend group that we see.
Not all the time now since you're gone.
But like,
they were really strict down there.
Like, yeah, the whole, but like in a good way.
It was good. Like, very necessary if you want to have things open. Yeah. You know? Are they strict like that out here? I feel like they're not.
They're not.
Like, everybody.
I've seen people. Florida is different.
Florida has been different the entire time.
Exactly.
Like, literally the entire time. And I've seen a bunch of stuff on TikTok about, like, people going on spring break.
Dude, I've been seeing that. I'm like, okay.
I didn't even know spring break was a thing. I thought that...
I see large crowds now, and I'm like...
Yeah, I'm like, oh, my God.
No masks?
No masks. What? That's insane. Like, after the whole Super Bowl thing with the large crowd, I was like, okay, fine. We're going to be gathering in large crowds, apparently. But the no masks? That was interesting. It still is interesting. But since you're going to be living out here now, I feel like... the fun stuff doesn't really feel like vacation stuff anymore, you know?
Because so, like, I can just, like, go whenever.
Yeah. So it's kind of, you just get kind of complacent, like, if you...
We're coming back, and, like, you, when you guys would come visit me before, mm-hmm. we would always go to, like, Disney or something.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, now I'm like, yeah, but I can just go whenever.
You're like, it's always going to be there.
Like, it's fine. It's always going to be there.
That's why I feel like I could never live here, because I don't want the fun to go away, you know? Like, the fun things about Florida. Like, I love going to the beach. And I feel like that's never going to not be fun.
Right. That's just like a casual
thing. But it's always going to be there. Yeah. For you. It's still like an hour away, though. Honestly, I think today would be a good day to go. I kind of want to after we eat. And it's only, what, 2 o'clock? So that would be kind of fun. If you want to go. If you don't, we don't have to. I'll probably still go. Maybe. We'll see. But yeah, I really don't know how long I plan on staying. I feel like 2 weeks is enough. But I'm kind of dreading the drive back.
Yeah, you drove all by yourself.
Yeah. And it was nice. Like, it was fine. I got tired a little bit along the way.
We stopped, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, oh, my God. We stopped.
That was not cool.
Wait. Yeah. No, it wasn't.
Tell us.
I don't want to. Are we jumping ahead? I don't want to, like, go back and forth from our Colorado trip to, like, this trip.
I think we're finished with Colorado.
Okay.
Unless you had something else you wanted to talk about Colorado.
I wanted you to tell your experience about our snowmobiling.
Oh, my God. I totally forgot about that. So
the whole thing. From the beginning to end.
So we went snowmobiling, right? First of all, when we got them, I thought that there was going to be, like, I don't know, a class. Or, like...
They really said, here are your helmets.
Yeah, and, like, your goggles. And they said, go.
I was ahead.
Like, you're not going to teach us how to, like, use them or anything?
Who... Honestly, they didn't do that. Like, what if none of us knew?
Like, if nobody knew how to ride a snowmobile, Dawson was the only one, I think.
That's really saved the day on that.
Yeah. If he didn't know how to ride a snowmobile and how to work them, they would have just given them to us and been like, okay, have fun.
Basically.
And yeah, so.
Like, figure it out.
Pretty much. So that was really interesting.
I thought it was interesting that we had to, like, drive them.
Yeah. Like, we drove them to the location. Is that what you're talking about? Yeah. Yeah, that was weird.
And
I was
like, do everything else.
I was like, this is really just...
And I understood unguided tour, but I didn't want to be that unguided.
It was completely free reign. Just go. Have fun in the mountains. Don't For get real. Lost. I was like, cool.
We could have died.
We could have. We almost did. So we're getting there.
I almost did.
So we get to this like mountain and there's like a marked trail that you're supposed to follow. Kind of. They give you a really hard to read map and then you just like go into these foresty woods and snowmobile. So one person in our group, Dawson, knows how to do all that stuff, I guess. Well, he seems like he knows, right?
I mean, he does.
But like later we find out he's like, I don't actually know how to do any of this stuff. So we're like, well, we trust you. So we're like on our snowmobiles. Nat and Sean are on one, Janelle, Logan on another, Dawson has his own, I have my own, and we are like all following him through this trail, and it takes about an hour and a half to get to the end, hour 45.
No, it was 4 hours, but we turned back early.
Yeah, but so like you do hour 45 there, and then an hour 45 back.
Oh, okay,
so
it's
like a total of like 3.5-4 hours. So we're following him through this trail. On the way there, we're just like going through the snow, having a good time. Everything's pretty much fine. We took pictures and did all that stuff, right?
Yeah.
When we got to the first stop, I get a little more comfortable with it and I start going off on my own and kind of just...
You both did.
Yeah.
And like, which is understandable, totally fine.
Because we were on our own snowmobile, so like...
But... Your brother is the type to do that too, but he like completely forgot he had someone on his back.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come to realize
recently
that being on the snowmobile, I don't like, I've been on a motorcycle, I've been on the snowmobile. I don't like things that Motors. Go fast. I don't like it. Like, it gives me so much anxiety.
Yeah.
And I told him, I was like, you're doing fine. Just like, don't go too fast and like, be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And if I tell you to go slow, slow down, because like, that means I'm like getting nervous.
He's a really adventurous
type. And I'm like,
though.
And if you want to do something, just tell me to get off and like, I'll get off for a second. I'll get off for a second so you can like try whatever you want to try. But like, just let me know.
And then come back for me.
Like, he didn't tell me anything.
So I go down this hill. I like go over this like huge hill, I guess I'm gonna call it, and I make it out the other side completely fine. It was like off the trail. So
are you talking like the bank?
Yeah, like, yeah. I went down it with my snowmobile and
yeah,
I was
so
fine.
You like, yeah, you did just fine. You went down and up and
completely
right
fine.
Around and
but
came
mind,
back up.
Mind you, I am 130-pound one person,
right,
on one snowmobile, so it wasn't like that bad. So my brother, who was behind me, decides to
do the same thing,
but it's different because he has two people on his snowmobile. And then what happened?
I feel like it was also different because of like, he didn't follow you exactly, so he went into like a deeper place.
Mm, mm-hmm.
And I don't remember.
She's just, like, it's all a blur.
I just blacked it's- out. But I just like know that we got to a point down, going down that bank, that it got stuck and I like, we just kind of like flew off into the bank and
you
like,
were in an accident.
We just like flew off and not far obviously, but like a couple feet away, and like then half of me is in like snow because it was that deep.
You got thrown off a snowmobile
and I like turn and I see your brother. I like look up and the snowmobile is like almost like, gonna like fall on us, but it stopped.
Yeah, I did see that. That was really dangerous.
Because and I was like, this is it. It's going to fall on us and we're going to be crushed here.
Yeah.
Again, thankfully, someone saw what happened. Mm-hmm. So you guys turned around and Dawson like helped us get out. And then as I'm climbing out of the snow.
Literally clawing your way.
I turn and see the other couple and their snowmobile is in a tree.
It's literally in a tree.
Which isn't, obviously it wasn't funny at the time.
No, not
like,
at all.
It's but I stressful. Turn and like, it was in a tree. She's like already got herself out. She's on top of the hill again. Mm-hmm. So I'm like climbing my way to her, trying to get out of the snow. And now, like, everyone's fine. The guys are just trying to figure out how to get everything out of, like, the deep snow that we were in.
Because the snow was, like, so light that...
It was so fluffy.
It was so fluffy that, like, the snowmobile, like, couldn't grab onto anything to, like, move through it, you know? It was literally deep.
It was so deep. It was, like, half of me.
It was literally... I stepped in there and my leg went all the way down. And I was like, oh, this is dangerous.
And then... Like, the only person that noticed, because I got up, I sat next to her. I still had my helmet on. She had taken it off. And I just sat next to her. I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah. She's like, I didn't even see you guys crash. Again, the couple wanted to do the same thing that Cameron was doing. So, like, we were all trying to do the same thing. And it just went bad for the couples.
I was fine. single riders only.
Again, you can't breathe up there. So, I, like, was breathing heavy because I was digging myself out. Mm-hmm.
overexerting yourself
completely and I started like almost hyperventilating and it got really bad to the point where I was like, okay, can you take my helmet off, because I couldn't find the clip like on my chin to like take it off.
So you're like dying in there.
So I was like, Jenna Lee, I need you to take it off. And I'm trying to like stay calm, but I'm also like freaking out. And I was like, Jenna Lee, take it off. And, like, she couldn't. She started panicking, too, because she was also worried about her husband.
Oh, my God.
Because he, like, almost panicked, too. So I turned to him.
And now here we are, all panicking.
I turned to him, and I'm like, Logan, please take it off. And as soon as he, like, unclipped it, I just, like, threw it off. And I was like... and I was just breathing so hard. And I was like, bro, imagine, I would have blacked out that if, like, stress. That never, like, got off my head.
She just passes out in the snow.
What's wrong with her? But then we were just like, after that, we were fine. We were calming down. You guys were, well, you were taking selfies.
I was. Look, I'm going to post a picture on Instagram in promotion of this episode.
Do it. That's, I'll post it too. That was fun. Yeah, and then you guys just like, they did their thing.
Dawson did it. Yeah. I tried to help, but honestly, I was just standing there, kind of in the way. I was like,
and like the snowmobiles were perfectly fine, surprisingly.
Perfectly. I mean,
not a scratch on them.
I don't know the anatomy of a snowmobile, so I don't really know if it was perfectly fine. But then we got back on and kept riding.
But after that, I was like,
you said stressed. I'm over this. I don't want to do this anymore.
I wanted to turn around. I was like, this is not for me. Mm-hmm. At least, like, not with your brother. Like, I'm the same one.
Yeah.
I would take my time on, like, my You're own. Like, like a little old lady. Yeah.
20 miles an hour. These things literally were going, like, 50. Well, I got mine up to 50.
Yeah.
It was going pretty fast, which was cool. But Sean would definitely, like, he did it by himself at the end. So
I was like, I'll switch with somebody.
Yeah.
And he went on his own and stuff. Which is what I meant. Like, I knew he wanted to, like... Do try it, things like, and go fast.
Yeah.
So I was like,
let me just get
give
off.
You your moment.
Mm-hmm. Literally, like, even after that happened, like, we finished the trail. And then when we got to the end, it was kind of just, like, nothing. And so we turned around. And I went ahead of you guys. Because I knew the way back.
You had two stories.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, I went ahead of you guys. And I, like, knew my way back, I guess. So
you knew your way
back. I knew my
it
way back.
It was one trail.
Yeah, it was one
the
trail.
The thing is, like, you can't, if there wasn't other tracks already there,
you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know. There was like orange sticks, but like still very easily missable.
Yeah, they're like missable, or they're just like, you don't really know where they lead.
Exactly.
So you're just like, okay. And I was riding back and I was going like fast ahead of everybody. And prior to like going, up the mountain, we all like added each other on Find My Friends just in case anything happened.
We had no signal though.
Yeah, there was no signal past a certain point, so like that was kind of useless. But I was riding like way ahead of you guys, just like going through the snow and like having a blast, you know. And I turned around because I was like, oh, I should go find them, like I should go see what's going on, just to see where they are. And I turn around to go find you guys and you were gone. I was like, oh, they should be back here. I was like, there's not even a sound of a snowmobile anywhere except for mine. So that was kind of concerning. And I turned back around to go forward, back towards the car. And I just kind of like waited in the bathroom area to see if you guys would like show up at some point. And you never did. I waited there for a while, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I waited there for such a long time. I was like, where are they? And apparently you guys were all back at the car already. And
so I knew like by that time, because like I had switched with, I got on someone else's
snowmobile.
So your brother could be, go do his thing. Mm-hmm. And he did the same thing. Like it was Logan and Janelle and then me and Dawson. And we were just riding back to the car. And like Dawson and I were watching Sean do what he was doing. And there was a point where he went behind some trees. And so me and Dawson like stopped so we could wait for him. And then it was like 2 minutes past. He didn't come out. And I'm like, and like we literally were both just like, like, should we go back there? And he stayed back there for a while.
Yeah. I would have never even done that if you didn't tell me this now.
It was like a good like 5 minutes that passed for a very long time. Yeah. And then he like finally came out and then he went like straight and we were all together kind of. And when we got towards like the parking a little bit closer, that's when like we looked for your location and your brother's like, oh, he's ahead of us. Like, let's just keep going. He probably went like to the car already. So like we get to the car and you're not there. And I'm like,
again,
what? So the guys were like, okay, get off. So like me and Janelle, the girls like stayed in the car while they went to go look for you. Cause then when he checked your location again, when we were at the car, he's like, oh wait, no, he's back now. So like we passed you somehow
in the mix. Like I would have seen you.
Where you were.
I'm really surprised that I didn't even like see or hear you guys it come was past weird. Me. Like, you had 3 snowmobiles. I should have heard something.
Right?
But no.
I don't know how that happened.
Yeah. And then I guess my brother thought I was dead. He was texting and calling me. I didn't see it until I got back to the car. And I was like, oh. But the way he was texting me was different than how he ever does. He was like, Cameron, where are you? Like, he was actually concerned. And I was like, aw.
Yeah.
Aw. It's so charming. Thanks. But yeah, then I finally made it back to like the car trail or whatever. And mm-hmm. Sean and Dawson were like up, like they were gonna come looking for me. And they're like, oh, he's right there. And I was like, hey guys. I was like,
hey guys, where you been?
Hey, where you been? I was waiting for you. Yeah. I really thought, he really thought I was lost. It was scary, but it was fun. And it wasn't as cold as I thought it was going to be either.
No, it was cold after I got thrown off the snowmobile landed in the snow. That's when I started getting cold.
That tends to happen.
Go ahead.
No, I was just, no, you first. Because mine's kind of like wrapping things up.
Oh, no, no. You're forgetting a story.
I am?
Yeah.
I was going to say I was just surprised that they didn't ask for our licenses. Like, if anyone can drive. They didn't ask to see anything. They were just like, have fun. And when they were explaining the map, they were like, oh, and this, when this fork in the road comes on, I suggest you go right. If you want to go left,
it was weird. It was fun, but it was like a weird experience.
It was. What were we going to say?
But I was talking about,
what story?
When you went up the like the hill and then your snowmobile got stuck because you were on a cliff.
Oh, yeah. You know how your brain blocks out traumatic experiences?
And it's after everything happens. So we're like, seriously, again? Cameron?
Come on. Oh
like,
my God.
Now you have it stuck in a cliff. You couldn't reverse.
Could not reverse.
Can't really go forward because you'll just break the thing.
Yeah. It was like, if I was the one to bring that thing down, it would have rolled over all over me. And then off the side of the mountain.
The way like, that it, like, they were able to bring it down was so impressive.
I was like, wow.
I was like, bro, good job.
And then we later find out, he's like, I didn't know what I was doing. We're like, well, we're glad that you did it. It was really fun, though. I don't know how I got stuck up there. I was like, so.
I don't either. I said, guys.
Guys. Oh my God, just stop going. Stop your machines. Get me out of here, please.
Yeah.
I totally forgot about that. Because after you got it down, everyone was like, okay, let's go. And then I just kept doing what I do. But I would totally do that again. Like, out of all winter sports, we went there for snowboarding and skiing. Not skiing. Nobody skis here. Snowboarding in general. But out of all, like, the winter sports that I know of, I would definitely do that one again.
Yeah.
Because it was just...
The snowmobiling?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would, too. I would just be on my own.
So yeah. I think you could definitely handle your
wild
own.
Stuff.
If I can handle my own, you can handle your own. Snowmobile. But yeah, that was basically the end of our trip to Colorado, because the next day we left, and it was fun. I had a good time.
It was a great time.
I would definitely go again. But maybe would you try snowboarding next time in like the mountain?
Because
that time I wasn't really like convinced that I would want to.
So like three of us went snowboarding, and the three of us stayed.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like what Janelle was saying, if I would have gone somewhere like back at home to practice
first,
I think I would have felt better. And I think that's what we should do.
Yeah. Because it was a high mountain.
Because I also, yeah, and they're like all, they're kind of intimidating.
All the people.
Like the people that know that they're, what they're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the way they walk,
all their gear, and they're just like doing stuff. And
yeah.
You're like,
And I'm like, yeah, no.
Sorry.
I'd rather have a margarita in the hot tub, you know?
Exactly. That's pretty much what we did all week. But I feel like if I knew more about it, because I've only been snowboarding a few times in my life, and I'm not bad at it, but it wasn't a mountain that large. That,
and they went all the way to the top, too.
Yeah, that's like very high. So maybe I'll practice next time before I do anything. Also, it was expensive.
Yeah, that's also another reason.
Yeah, I was like snowboarding.
I was like, I'm moving. I need to not.
We need to not be doing that. Can't afford for all of us to go snowboarding right now. So you guys can.
But it was a good time overall.
It was.
10
it
out
was.
Of 10, I recommend for sure.
100%. But yeah, that was our Colorado trip. Mm-hmm. And now we're in Florida. You're living here. I'm not.
Yeah.
But I'll be here a lot.
I'm sure.
For sure. Back and forth. It's actually gonna be fun. I'm excited for this chapter in our lives. But yeah, that brings us to the end of this episode.
So much fun.
It was a lot of fun and stress.
Yeah.
I want chili again.
Oh, your brother
it
asked
sounds
me
so good.
He sent me a menu. Do you want a pulled pork sandwich?
Oh my god, yeah. Okay. From where?
It's like a smokehouse place that's down the street.
Oh,
I
yeah
guess.
I would love a pulled pork sandwich. That's funny because I was just talking about that. That's funny. I love how things come full circle. Well, thank you guys so much for listening to this episode 17. I do want to say that
I want to say it's 18.
It's, you wouldn't put your money on that?
No, what money?
I would put my money on the fact that this is episode 17. We are going to say though that this season of As You Should is coming to a close fairly soon. It's only episode 17, yeah. But we are on a 24 episode run. So at the 24th episode,
it's over.
It's over. As it should be. All good things come to an end. I'm kidding.
Forever.
Stop.
Just kidding.
Stop.
Am I kidding? But I don't know. We'll see.
You're not kidding. We're going to take a little break after the 24th episode. Just a little breather, you know? But yeah, just wanted to let you guys know that that's coming soon, and we're going to have a lot of fun up until then, you know? But thank you for listening to our nearly 40-minute episode.
Life update number 2.
Life update number 2. Is that what we should name it? What should we name it? Or open mic 2?
No, open mic is like when we talk about literally nothing is planned. We were talking about where we're at in our lives.
Okay, life update. Life update it is. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you guys enjoy it. So
yay,
we'll see you at episode 18. Goodbye.